special operations commanders have figured out that it was a mistake not to have their operators who were coming back to Afghanistan on successive tours, as just about everybody has, to return to the same places where they had served and fought before. The advantage to that is that the Pashtun tribal elders get to know people, they get to trust them, they see them, and we get tapped into the tribal intelligence network, if you will. It's not a great stretch of the imagination that if you are a special forces officer or NCO embedded with a tribal, in a tribal village on the AFPAC border, that the people that you are living with and fighting with alongside have family and blood connections that go across both sides of the border, including potentially people Pashtun on the Pakistani side who may be protecting Osama bin Laden. So it was a mistake, I think everybody now recognizes, not to have operators return to the same places in Afghanistan for successive tours so that they were, so that they knew everybody, everybody knew them in terms of the locals and the tribals, and could benefit from that. Okay. But that's the program that they now have in place that they're now beginning nationwide with these teams.
Okay, there's some question as to where bin Laden might be now anyway. There were some reports recently that he might well be not in Afghanistan or Pakistan, but maybe in Yemen.
I've not heard a lot of talk about Yemen. That is his ancestral homeland, his father's homeland. He is Saudi, I believe, by birth, but the family is Yemeni. I think most people believe he's still in Pakistan. Question is where. Certainly CIA was hunting in the Chitral area, which is part of the Northwest Frontier Province, which is the far northwestern corner of Pakistan, 300 or 400 miles north of the tribal areas where the CIA keeps blowing things up with drones. Nothing gets blown up with drones in the Northwest Frontier Province in Chitral, but there certainly have been spy drones over there in recent years. The CIA has hunted bin Laden there. They had intelligence. They had sightings, including a photo of him in the back of a pickup truck or some sort of vehicle in Chitral, and so they focused their hunt there. Whether he's there still, it's a very vast mountainous area. It is literally some of the tallest peaks in the world, up to 25,000 feet above sea level. Nobody knows where he is for sure, and there's never been any real-time intelligence on bin Laden since he was escaped Tora Bora in 2001.
There have been a number of occasions where people who've been caught here in the States plotting to attack the United States on behalf of al-Qaeda and have been caught in other parts of the world trying to plot and launch attacks, have had either some training in that region of the world or have contacts there who have helped them in some way, and they have tried to return the favor by providing material support to them. Where actually are the people that they've been helping and getting help from? Are they in North Waziristan, or are they in the tribal areas, or are they spread out all over the place?
Well, where it's evolved now is al-Qaeda has mostly left South Waziristan for the most part because of the Pakistani army operations there. And they are now in North Waziristan. And in particular, the Pakistan's, what I call top two terror towns, Mir Ali and Mir Shah, very close to the Afghan border. And the Arabs of al-Qaeda are very, very much embedded. I mean, they are, their DNA literally is mixed there. They are married into local Pashtun families. Every time the CIA kills an al-Qaeda leader, it's never in a cave. You may have noticed it's always in a house. And typically it's in Mir Ali or Mir Shah or somewhere nearby. The number three in al-Qaeda was recently killed with his family in a strike after having left Mir Ali and relocated closer to the Afghan border. So that's the area, the northern part of the tribal areas, North Waziristan. That is ground zero for them. And it's also, ground zero for a lot of other groups, including the Pakistani Taliban, the TTP. It's where the Times Square bomber got his training. It's where Najibullah Zazi got his training. Neil Brian Venus got his training. A lot of these American, homegrown terrorists who were really immigrants who became naturalized, went back. Al-Qaeda got a hold of them. They came back here to try to do something. But they all were trained in that area.
James Gordon Meek is the Washington correspondent for the New York Daily News. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.